Saturday edition of the program. And as always, you can take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. By the way, 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. We will take your calls about anything, but to start things out here tonight, there's a story in the news that I think is probably going to have some people pretty upset. A certain segment of the population, how large they are, I'm not sure, probably fairly large. About chimeras. Chimeras?
Okay.
I'm not sure the exact pronunciation of it, but chimera? You know what this is, Mark?
Yeah, well, I saw that word first in my life by reading it, and I always use chimera.
Oh, really?
But, you know, I don't think that I'm right on this one. I like the pronunciation chimera. Simply, yeah. It sounds good.
So the news is, according to the Daily Mail over in the UK, that scientists have created more than 150 human-animal hybrid embryos in British laboratories. They've been produced secretively over the last 3 years by researchers looking into possible cures for a wide range of diseases. The revelation comes just a day after a committee of scientists warned of a nightmare Planet of the Apes scenario in which work on human-animal creations goes too far. According to the story last night, a campaigner against the excesses of medical research said he was disgusted that scientists were, quote, dabbling in the grotesque, unquote. Figures seen by the Daily Mail showed that 155 admixed embryos containing both human and animal genetic material had been created since the introduction of the 2008 Human Fertilization Embryology Act. This legalized the creation of a variety of hybrids, including an animal egg fertilized by human sperm. Cybrids, in which a human nucleus is implanted into an animal cell. And chimeras, in which human cells are mixed with animal embryos. So all kinds of mixing around going on here. Hmm. Scientists say the techniques can be used to develop embryonic stem cells, which can be used to treat a range of incurable diseases. Three labs in the UK were granted licenses to carry out the research after the act came into force. All have now stopped creating hybrid embryos due to a lack of funding, but scientists believe there will be more such work in the future.
You can be certain of it.
The figure was revealed to crossbench peer Lord Alton. I don't know what that means. Some government guy, I would imagine.
Thank goodness they mentioned that fellow.
He's got Lord in front of his name. That's usually a bad sign. Last night he said, "I argued in Parliament against the creation of human-animal hybrids as a matter of principle. None of the scientists who appeared before us could give us any justification in terms of treatment. Ethically, it can never be justifiable. It discredits us as a country. It is dabbling in the grotesque."
Hold on. I mean, I understand where people are coming from on this, but you can say it's dabbling in the grotesque, right? But you can't say that there's no medical purpose for it because you don't really know how science is going to go. I mean, what if through this dabbling, one discovers a way to make all humans free from disease forever and ever?
Or just cure cancer or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. What if? I don't know.
Well, that kind of, gets to the question, I think, or at least one of what could be a series of questions on this particular topic. Obviously, there's the open-ended, how do you feel about this tinkering between humans and animals? Of course, humans are just animals. We're maybe a little more advanced than some of them. But there's also, the question of, well, if you feel uncomfortable about this, does the idea that this could be beneficial down the line bring you any kind of solace? Or do you believe that, the creation should not be messed with? In which case, do you take medicine? Do you do things that are maybe created by man? Do you engage in techniques and technologies and products that are created by man to enhance your life?
Were there people out there? I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you this, whether it's true or not, but I suspect it's true. People out there when, say, penicillin was introduced. Whoa, you can't go just stopping people from getting infected with bacteria and stuff. That's not it. Whoa, you can't do that. You're messing with God's creation.
You think those people were around?
They had to have been.
You would think so.
I haven't heard of any of their voices. They've been silenced by history. But, you'd think so.
The toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. Is this right? Is it moral? Is it ethical? Because this man claims it's not. He says, on moral and ethical grounds, this fails. and on scientific and medical ones, too. At every stage, the justification from scientists has been, if you only allow us to do this, we'll find cures for every illness known to mankind. This is emotional blackmail.
It's 3 years! I mean, he's suggesting that they should have discovered, the cures to whatever in 3 years? Sometimes science takes a little longer than that.
He says, of the 80 treatments and cures which have come from stem cells, all have come from adult stem cells, not embryonic ones.
Now, this may be, it may be that he has a feeling about abortion. He's pro-life. I am, too. And I believe that this asks some ethical questions about these things. I mean, you know, if you're talking about a sentient being, I don't know. I really don't know about that. But I guess the question is, how are you going to stop them? Are you going to send armed raids in on science laboratories? Because that's really the only way you're going to stop people from experimenting in this fashion, right?
Well, right, because the article goes on later to explain that even if this weren't happening in the UK, it is happening elsewhere, where they don't have these laws that prohibit such things.
And it's always interesting to me how people can find something unacceptable inside the little circle that people drew around themselves called their country here, but it's acceptable elsewhere. And, you know, if it's right to send armed teams to stop people from doing human-animal research in the United States or in Great Britain, then it's right to do it everywhere, isn't it?
Well, now this, you bring up abortion, and I certainly don't want this to go off into an abortion discussion, because we're not talking about humans here, right?
We're talking about mixes, chimeras.
Right. You're talking about,
I was talking about sentient beings, and I don't know whether they're sentient beings. I don't know whether chimpanzees are sentient beings. I mean, there's a lot of research that says they can communicate and all that kind of stuff. And
did you see the one where the monkey, I forget which type, was given took a camera and actually took photos of itself? Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, look for it online. Like, monkey takes pictures of itself. It's incredible. Like, the monkey figured out how to operate the camera, and it framed itself very, very well. Like, the monkey took what it was described as professional quality photos of itself. With a piece of hardware it had never used before in its life. I mean, it essentially observed someone else, a human, using this camera, and it figured it out. So it was incredible. And of course, some of the communication they engage in is really mind blowing.
I see the pictures here, and it is mind blowing. You know, I often am surprised at how intelligent animals are. It amazes me just to kind of watch them and do their little thing. You know, they can communicate. They can communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And every time science comes up with animals can't do this. Sure enough. Within a short period of time, somebody's able to say, oh, no. Oh, yes, they can.
They
can prove it. They can do all kinds of things.
They can count. They can think. I don't know if critically is the right word, but they can certainly
figure out problems.
Yeah, they can solve problems. One of my favorites is the bird that, in an attempt to reach a bug down at the bottom of a jar fashioned out, wasn't it like a hook or something like that? Basically went down. It couldn't get in with its beak, so it fashioned something and used that to scoop out what it was looking to obtain.
It
used a tool. It created a tool and used the tool.
Yeah, if you don't think something's smart, just try dealing with raccoons at your house. I mean, they'll get into anything. They're the most resourceful little creatures. So I mean, at this point, humans are kind of left with saying, well, animals can't do art.
I mean, they've done that, too.
That's about all they've got. I don't know.
They've done art, sure.
What, they've used paints?
Yeah, that's art, right?
I suppose. I think that there's more to art than just picking up paints.
Depends on who you talk to, I suppose.
I suppose.
So back to the story here from the Daily Mail. Joseph Quinneville, pro-life group, comment on reproductive ethics, said, I'm aghast that this is going on, and we didn't know anything about it. Why have they kept this a secret? If they are proud of what they're doing, why do we need to ask parliamentary questions for this to come to light? The problem with many scientists is that they want to do things because they want to experiment. That is not a good enough rationale.
Isn't that what scientists do? What?
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They're messing with nature! How do you feel about this? Is this wrong? Is it ethically wrong? Is it immoral to be creating these chimeras? 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything as well. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. And honestly, when you're dealing with businesses online, nothing's more valuable than them being well-received by the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. 5% off ought to cover the shipping on these already low rates. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
We're sharing a story from the Daily Mail about some testing that has been going on for the last 3 years and has been going on in secret. And some people are pretty upset about it. What we're talking about is the mixing of human and animal, eggs and sperm and such. For instance, they are doing cybrids, in which a human nucleus is implanted into an animal cell. They're doing hybrids, in which an animal egg is being fertilized by human sperm. And also chimeras, in which human cells are being mixed with animal embryos. So some very kind of, for some people, spooky sort
Frankenstein.
Work going on here, and predictably a lot of people are upset about it. I'm wondering, of course, how you feel about this. Is it something that you feel is just completely unacceptable? And if so, why? Is it because you believe that God has decreed that man shall not tinker with his creation?
He wasn't really clear about that.
Or is it simply because you believe that maybe there's some sort of immoral process going on here of introducing these different types of creatures together that they don't belong together. This is not right. It's wrong to experiment on animals in this way. It's wrong to experiment on human embryos and sperm in this way. And we're not talking about human eggs and human sperm. We're not talking about a human fetus or anything like that. So it's not an abortion issue. This is just the issue of, is this right? 800-259-9231. Now, back to the story here real quick. We'll get to your calls. But earlier this week, a group of leading scientists warned about Planet of the Apes experiments. They called for new rules to prevent lab animals from being given human attributes. For example,
I find it very disturbing when people will use movies as the basis for legislation. that's what you're talking about here. Well, I'm scared of what the results could be because I've seen so many movies where, this goes wrong. And we're not talking about werewolves here. We're talking about mixing sperms and eggs that aren't going anywhere. Just kind of seeing what's going on. It's just experiments at this point.
For example, by injecting human stem cells into the brains of primates. But the lead author of the report, Professor Robin Lovell Badge from the Medical Research Council's National Institute for Medical Research, said the scientists were not concerned about human-animal hybrid embryos because, by law, these have to be destroyed within 14 days. He said the reason for doing these experiments is to understand more about early human development and come up with ways of curing serious diseases. And as a scientist, I feel there is a moral imperative to pursue this research. So this scientist is saying it's completely moral. This is absolutely moral. In fact, it's imperative that we do this
Right. Because
we could save lives. We could cure disease.
Yeah,
you don't know
what it's going to do until... I mean, how many drugs are out there that are being used for things other than what they were made for? I mean, the list is long. They'll say, what was that? Wellbutrin that helped people with their depression and stuff. Then got they changed the name and they were using it for people to help quit smoking. These things happen. You have to do experimentation to find out what goes on. Experimenting is what scientists do.
Well, it almost seems like in this case, Mark, that the animal rights zealots could team up with the religious zealots on this particular issue, right? Because the animal rights people might basically say, this is animal testing, it's wrong.
That seems like a marriage that's destined to fail to me.
Politics does make strange bedfellows.
They say that. I don't think... I don't imagine they're going to work together much.
However, he did call for stricter controls on another type of embryo research in which animal embryos are implanted with a small amount of human genetic material. Human-animal hybrids are also created in other countries, many of which have little or no regulation. Your thoughts are certainly welcome.
The next question is, how are you going to stop this?
Violence, Mark.
Right? Well, that's all you can use, is because if you drive this out of the United States, and you drive it out of Great Britain, mm-hmm. you run it out of the EU... Fine. There's a big, wide world out there. Do you want the Chinese doing this experimentation? Is that where you want to drive this off to? I mean, do you want to drive it into some society where maybe they don't have the same sort of moral issues with it that they... I mean, places that would long to be superpowers? Is that what you want?
Share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dan listening in Newport to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to point out that right now it's easy for me to make a judgment because I don't have anyone in my family that's sick. So it's easy to say, no, based on religious grounds, based on whatever, I don't want this done. However, what happens so many times is when you have someone that's sick in your family, you're desperate. You'll do anything for a cure.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like the amount of money that has to be invested to have something like this happen is being done by pharmaceuticals and investors, and their only purpose would be to find cure for diseases. They would have no evil Frankenstein purposes, is to get a cure so that they can make a buck on curing diseases. And again, that's where I go back to, it's easy for me to say, I don't have anyone sick. If you have someone sick in your family, you're desperate, oh, God, let them do it.
So are you saying let them do it, or what? How do you feel?
Oh, what's my opinion? Yeah. I don't care. I care to the point that I don't want to see any animal ever tortured. But again, if it really, truly, with all the people out there that are interviewed, it falls down to, it's because I'm not desperate right now. If that were my child that was sick, I don't know how it would feel. But right now, with everyone in my family healthy, I say, do what you got to do. Just never make an animal suffer.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And these aren't animals yet, right? They're not quite animals. It's not like they're torturing little cute little puppies or anything like that.
It's really distasteful in a lot of cases to see people dispassionately, abusing animals. And it really depends on the light in which one goes, one looks at these things. You kind of wonder about shampoo in bunnies' eyes. What's the point of that? I mean, we know that shampoo in people's eyes burns.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you're talking about experimenting on new drugs, yeah, before you try it out on me, please try it out on the dog.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves, and there's much more to discuss. But I still am interested in hearing from somebody that thinks this is wrong. This should not happen. And Mark, you asked a good question. What do you propose to do about it? I mean, if you believe this is wrong, what are you going to do to stop it?
What would you propose to do?
Yeah.
Someone do.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control. You can bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition of the program. And, oh, as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
I'm inviting you to our website as well at freetalklive.com. Get signed up there for news updates. We will keep you informed as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for our emailed updates there, or Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. It's all free at news.freetalklive.com.
Here's some settled science. Cigarettes will kill you dead. I was a smoker for years, and, I mean, I think we're all pretty clear on this. There's a healthier option, though. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. And it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell, no secondhand smoke. There's no smoke at all. So you're not harming your family. You're not stinking things up. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60. And a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. This is an offer unlike you're going to get anywhere else. So listen to me. If you smoke, now's the opportunity. Vaporsmiths.com. Go get free shipping on a starter kit. Purchase 40 cartomizers. You'll get that starter kit for free. So I think the 40 cartomizers is $69. That'll cover the free shipping. You get it all. Or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com.
800-259-9231. Scientists have been experimenting over in the UK and also around the world, but in the UK for the last 3 years, secretly producing chimeras and cybrids and hybrids, animal egg fertilized by human sperm. That's the hybrid. The cybrid, a human nucleus implanted into an animal cell, and chimeras in which human cells are mixed with animal embryos. There's another piece over at the Daily Mail where some people are warning, saying that there are echoes here of the movie Rise of the Planet of the Apes, in which scientists searching for an Alzheimer's cure create a new breed of ape with human-like intelligence. Professor Thomas Baldwin said, "The fear is if you start putting very large numbers of human brain cells into the brains of primates, suddenly you might transform the primate into something that has some of the capacities that we regard as distinctively human, speech or other ways of being able to manipulate or relate to us."
He says these possibilities that are at the moment largely explored in fiction, we need to start thinking about now. But what would really be wrong with that? Like, if that's what did end up coming out of this. Right now, they're just experimenting at the lowest of levels. I mean, at the nucleus level, the embryonic level. But what if they did create an ape that could speak? Would that be so bad?
It doesn't seem bad to me, but I understand why people are scared of these things. People are scared of new innovations.
Well, the unknown, sure.
You've heard, I don't know. People are scared of automobiles. They said if you go more than 15 miles an hour, it'll suck the air out of your lungs. I don't know. But it seems to me that innovation has largely brought good things to the world. Admittedly, there's the nuclear weapon.
Which I find
very scary.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually kind of like as a result of the fact that we have government and this idea
of
violent monopoly out there.
I disagree. People have always tried to find bigger and better weapons, and, just because you have an organization that calls itself the government that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, at least the agenting of violence, that doesn't mean that you wouldn't have nuclear weapons.
No, I see what you're saying, but we do, and it's thanks to the governments out there for funding them and developing them. But nonetheless, I want to know what you think about this idea of intermixing between species. Is it wrong? 800-259-9231. Ladies come first. Let's go to Jill, listening in Wisconsin. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I think this is morally and ethically wrong, and when you talk about being scared of innovation, it's not that I'm scared of innovation, I just think it is morally and ethically wrong to interfere with the integrity of any other living organism, and when we're talking about monkeys and dogs and whatever, it is wrong. Yes, we probably could do some pretty horrendous and awful results, but it isn't right to be manipulating other creatures on this earth.
Are you familiar with genetically modified organisms like the corn made by Monsanto?
Yes,
that is extraordinarily fruitful. I mean, there's some problems with intellectual property involved with Monsanto, but in a lot of ways that these super crops can feed more people than say sort of old heritage crops can.
Yes, I am familiar with that. I'm also familiar that Monsanto makes sure that nobody else has a say, that they have a monopoly.
Yes.
And so right.
Let's leave Monsanto out of this and talk about genetically modified organisms. Mm-hmm. Are these corn immoral?
It's not a matter of morality with corn. It's a matter of messing with the natural. We have no idea how that genetically modified food is affecting us to this absolute minute. We don't know.
Agreed. Agreed.
But I do know
one way that it affects a lot of people. It fills their stomachs so they don't die. And so the question I have for you is that if messing with, human stuff here, sort of genetic material, if messing with that is immoral and unethical, and I'd like to hear the difference between those two, but immoral and unethical, was messing with the corn immoral and unethical? And if there's a difference, why is that?
Well, of course there's a difference.
Corn
isn't a living organism.
Sure it is.
Monkeys and dogs and cats are. They have feelings. They have emotions. They have their own...
Wait a minute. I mean, there have been studies done that show that plants can respond to music, for instance, and other things. I mean, they may not have feelings that are identifiable, like we can see maybe if a dog gets hurt or if another animal appears to be feeling in a certain way. We can't observe those things. But who's to say? Clearly plants are living. Clearly they're living organisms.
They are living, and it isn't so much that it's hurting the plant. It's the fact that it's hurting the humans that are eating the genetically modified plants.
Well, so you believe.
That's my concern. And my point is that it's not at this. I'm not talking about whether or not it's hurting the plant. I'm talking about whether it's hurting the animal.
Okay.
And when you say that you don't like cruelty to animals, do you have any idea what they do in the labs around the world and in this country with animals that are absolutely have no voice and cannot have any say at what's done to them.
I'm sure it's very disturbing.
Because the people are wearing a white coat, they think they can do anything to them. And this is terribly, terribly cruel. Many of the things that are done to them, they
okay,
have
so
absolutely
I've got a couple
no
of questions. I agree with you that I don't know about terrible, but I can say that I find it disturbing. First off, do you eat meat?
Hello.
Do you eat meat?
No, I don't. I'm
okay. Great. That's awesome. At least you're sticking with what makes sense here. Now, do you think
I have
that
to be honest, I'm a vegetarian, but once in a while I give in because once in a very long while I'll give in, but mostly
fine,
I don't.
Fine, you're doing more than most folks to stick to what you say. And that's, it's remarkably unheard of that people will do, what they believe. And secondly, so do you think that now in a lot of these cases, we're talking about genetic material. We're not talking about actual dogs here. We're talking about the semen of dogs or something like that. Do you think that it's bad to take, genetic material of different types of beings and mixing it together? I mean, that's unethical?
Yes, I think it is, and I don't think that that's the reason that it's being done. It's got an end result, and so whatever that end result is, I believe it's immoral and unethical.
So it doesn't have to do with hurting the animal, because these are things that cannot feel. There's no feeling at the level at which that they're experimenting. So it doesn't have to do with hurting them. Why is it still immoral?
At this point, it is. But that isn't the end of the experimenting. I mean, one thing leads to another.
I see what you're saying. I mean, you're suggesting that down the line there may be these, perhaps there may be these horrific chimeras that are just so horrid and, they are feeling something and they are being tortured. I see where you're coming from. But so you're just saying it's immoral because of what could happen in the future?
Well, maybe I'm saying a little more than that. It's a little hard for me to put my emotions totally in verbally, but
fair enough. I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. What if it turned out that all this experimentation would do something like cure cancer? Would that override the immorality of it? Would that make it worthwhile to you if you could save thousands of human lives? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Also, you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on the idea of mixing humans and animals. See, scientists around the world are beginning and have begun, actually been doing for a number of years now, apparently, experiments creating chimeras and hybrids and such. And some people are pretty upset about this. We'll continue that discussion here in a moment. 800-259-9231.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs, so defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. You visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you check out, to use the pull-down menu, mention that you heard it on Free Talk Live, jurisdictionary.com.
One scientist says that this is a moral imperative, that doing this research is critical, that it could lead to diseases being cured, maybe perhaps a wide range of diseases being cured, and others are saying it is immoral, it is unethical to be mixing animal and human genetic material. Animal eggs fertilized by human sperm, called hybrids, cybrids, which are a human nucleus implanted into an animal cell, chimeras, in which human cells are mixed with animal embryos. And people are scared. Some people are very scared about what this could mean for the future, and also the question of, you know, is this wrong to do to animals? Is it wrong to do to humans?
Well, I think...
Or whatever would be created, whatever chimera would be created.
I think that the lady who called in, you know, if you take the stand as a vegetarian that things with, you know, spinal cords and central nervous systems are all sort of equal in life and should be allowed to do their life-type stuff, mm-hmm. I think that you have a high moral ground. And if you can live that life, that's cool. Now, let's take into consideration that there are three times as many ex-vegetarians as there are vegetarians in the world. That's a true statement.
Interesting.
And, you know, I don't think animals should be tortured. However, I do find them very tasty. I find them much more tasty than plant matter, generally. You know, I believe that food generally comes on four legs. You know, so for me, it's difficult to look at it this way. I think most people feel that way. They don't want to see animals tortured, But at the same time, they'd like to be able to eat them.
Chimera.
Chimera. Now we know, thanks to dictionary.com.
What was I saying? Chimera?
I was completely wrong on like all my different pronunciations. Chimera. So your thoughts are welcome. Marie, listening in Indiana to WGBF. Hello, Marie. You're on Free Talk Live. Marie? She's gone. All right. Well, let's try Dave instead, listening in Humboldt, California to KGOE. Hello, Dave.
Well, gentlemen, I personally don't have a problem with this subject. I'm one who doesn't believe that there is intelligent design or plan. Or planned. I think my own view, one man's opinion, is that we are a product of many, many thousands of years of random evolution. If we are at a point where some of us, humans, scientists, can study and find ways to make us healthier and more productive, I say go for it. You know, I don't think that I wouldn't like the idea of people that could experiment just to get the kicks of torture animals. I wouldn't see any good in that. But
Those people are probably fighting cocks or getting dogs fighting each other. Likely, it seems to me. I mean, it seems unlikely that somebody is going into science to on purpose torture animals. Perhaps they may treat them in a dispassionate fashion. But I always wonder: do the scientists have pets? Because many of them work with dogs and cats and certainly rats and monkeys and things like that. Do they have pets at home? And does it bother them? I don't know.
Dave?
Well, I don't have the answer.
Indeed.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think I share Dave's viewpoint on this one, that if it can help, and I think that there's a chance it can, they certainly seem to think so, then why not? I mean, how can you go wrong with it? Yes, there may be some sort of negative to come out of this. I mean, usually we live in this kind of dualistic world where there's hot and cold and there's, up and down. And, maybe some of the negatives of this will be that some sort of horrific chimera will be produced where it's human dog and it looks like it's in pain and pictures go all around the world and look at what this has resulted in. But if 2 years later you get the cure for cancer out of that, is it worth it?
I look at most things from the standpoint of motive. That's important to me. I certainly want to know results, but motive to me, it speaks to sort of the positivity or negativity about which someone's they're going to. And I admit I judge it very subjectively. It's from my point of view what your motive is, whether or not your motive's right. But if you can treat these beings, if you're experimenting on dogs and cats instead of just using genetic material, if you're treating those animals with love, even though they're going to die because lots of animals die, I think that that's fine by me. If you're attempting to experiment and look into the world and find out what the world's about and create something new that's positive for humankind, I'm for that. If what you're trying to do is create an army of super beasts to be able to put your nation over the next nation, I'm not for you.
Continue with Phil, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSCFM. Hello, Phil. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I sure hope you guys are kidding with us today.
No, what do you mean? Kidding in what way?
Well, if you're not being paid by the movie theater that's releasing Rise of the Planet of the Apes next month, you should be, because this is a great viral ad for that movie.
Actually, I had no idea when the movie was coming out.
The previews look pretty awesome, though.
It does, and it goes right along with the story. The guy before said that he believes in random evolution. That's, you guys know evolution isn't random.
I don't know, natural selection. I guess what I look at these things from the standpoint is I believe that I believe in a greater power. It makes me happy to believe that, and so I tend to think some things were somewhat directed. But that's that's as far as I go. I wouldn't propose to bring back prayer to school.
Even if there's not, even if there's not a greater power, evolution is, Darwinism is based on survival of the fittest and natural selection and all that stuff. But the whole deal about moral and ethical on this, if you do end up, and if their embryos are created and they're destroyed immediately, that's one thing. But, if a Planet of the Apes scenario does arise and you're saying, well, maybe that's not a good thing, just imagine the social implications. Now, these guys are able to say, oh, I feel underappreciated, I feel repressed, and we have to provide housing, and, you know, that'll make today's
Well, social, I believe socialism's a blip in, you know, in sort of human history. It is the pinnacle of the evolution of government. It is government getting into everything. The monarchs of the past could only dream of the kind of ideas that, you know, quote unquote democratic societies have brought forth with socialism, because it essentially robs the productive end of society of most of its, labor. So the fruits of most of its labor, I mean, obviously its labor still exists, but the fruits are taken by government and distributed in inefficient fashions, no doubt. But I don't think socialism doesn't work when you run out of other people's money. The world is running out of other people's money, and so something is going to have to change its place.
We have to start housing these chimeras and providing them with day programs so that they feel like they're significant to society.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
it's
from
funny.
You at 800-259-9231.
The vast majority of the world's governments make no effort to house anyone. So,
Mark, you had made the point earlier that if we base, I guess, our opinions off of Hollywood and what, you know, our opinions of the future and what's possible out of what's in Hollywood, that's usually a bad starting point.
Yes.
But all that said, I mean, it's not unrealistic to believe that those things are possible, right? I mean, that chimps could be improved.
Science fiction has been a great predictor and harbinger
of the future.
Of the future.
Well, right, because the art came first and then man created.
But you have to understand conflict in storytelling. I mean, you know, you have to have the conflict in order to tell a good story, whether that conflict is man versus nature, man versus man, man versus himself, man versus whatever.
Man versus machines.
Man
so my
versus
question
machine,
is, what's
yes.
more likely? Is it more likely in the future, as far as this dystopian view of what will happen off into the future and how man will create its own demise, will it be the rise of the apes or the rise of the machines?
I tend to...
Terminator or Planet of the Apes?
Chartarum, where people are infected.
No one knows what that
is. Chartarum is a horror movie where people are infected by the ideas of violence against their neighbor, and then they, you know,
well,
they
we already have
those.
That.
There you go.
800-259-9231. But something comes out of that. Is it the machines taking over the world or the apes? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.